It certainly does. I mean, when you go back to the you go back to the 70s, and Leeds obviously weren't in the same position, and the QPR weren't in the same position they are now. I mean, Leeds at that time were a huge side, you know, the Revy era when you had Bremner, Giles, Hunter, Jack Charlton, you know, the Lorimer, you know, your name, Eddie Gray, they just household names, a whole lot of them, and great characters. So, yeah, when you played against those in the 70s, you knew that you were up against a top side.
Anything that really stands out as well from your personal encounters with them?
We've had a few good battles in the past. One was certainly, I think, in that 75, 76 season, I think it was, when we played Leeds away. We lost, I think it might have been to a Lorimer, one of Lorimer's specials, you know, sort of like a 20-yard right in the top corner, you know, thunderbolt, like he could really hit the ball. I always remember, one thing that reminds me, remembers that day was Don Mason and Davey Webb having a fight on the pitch. So I think Don Mason said something to Frank McClintock. Don was the typical whatever. I think Frank might have made a mistake for one of the goals, and he said something to Frank, and Frank nearly didn't take kindly to it. And I think Davey Webb who actually separated them. So
they deserve that reputation then?
They did a little bit. I mean, they took it very serious. I mean, yeah. A hell of a side to play in, and you weren't used to losing that many games that season.
But they played pretty football as well, didn't they? I think you can watch some Eddie Gray goals on YouTube these days, and some of the football would grace the top level of football now.
They had a blend of everything, didn't they? They had Johnny Giles, who was the hard man. You had Norman Hunter at the back, again the hard man. So you had a mixture, Bremner, but then you had Eddie Gray, and you had a lot of players. Alan Clark, obviously, was a good finisher, but they had a real mixture, and they were an attractive side.
And both sides back in the 70s were competing at the very, very top, weren't they?
They were. I mean, that say the 75-76 season, the very last game, our own fixture, for us to finish, and obviously we finished 1 point ahead of Liverpool to be top of the league at that time, was against Leeds here, and we won 2-0 that day, which kind of set off our season. A shame it wasn't to stay like that after the Liverpool result up at Wolves, but it was. I always remember that the place was absolutely packed, and obviously after the game we went up into the director's box and people were throwing the shirts into the crowd and stuff, and it was just one of those memories that will stay with me for forever.
Fast forward, what, 40 years or so?
Yes.
What about today? What do you expect, and what have you made of recent form?
Well, the recent form obviously hasn't been great. It didn't go off to a bad start this year when you think you're looking at the league how it was. It got some good results early on, and then it's just a few bad results. It's such a, saying earlier, it's such a difficult league to get out of it. You can't get out of this league now by just playing pretty football. You have to mix it. You have to be able to shut up shop, try and defend. You have to not make any mistakes and get them capitalised on and give goals away, because it is hard to score goals. And so it's a difficult league. And the most organised sides are the ones that, you know, I mean, Middlesbrough, Ipswich, things like this. The teams that are up towards the top, a lot of them, they're just organised. They're not pretty to watch, but they, you know, as I was saying earlier, Sam Allardyce, what he did at West Ham, they were awful to watch. But he did a job there, so it's not the greatest. I wouldn't say it was a kind of attractive football that we were playing in the 70s. But today, the game today, I think, is really going to be a difficult game. It's almost, when you look at the position that the two teams are in, both down 21 points, I think, 5 points off the drop, off third from bottom. It's a real. Normally it wouldn't be. This point, time of the season, it wouldn't be that important, but I think that where the position of the two teams are, the game takes on a different, approach and different importance.
Could be as interesting and as entertaining watching the two dugouts today, couldn't it?
It could be, yes. I mean, obviously, you've got Neil Warnock in one side, and I'll call him Al Murray in the other side. He looks like the pub landlord, doesn't he? I mean, he just doesn't look like a football manager to me. I'm sorry. he just don't. But, obviously, they've had a lot of problems in the past couple of seasons with the gem, with managers. I think they've had more managers than any club.